Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Now here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show today. I heard this morning that it's actually National Procrastination Week this week. Who knew there was such a thing? But my guest today says that in the game of life, there are no timeouts. There are no overtimes. You get only one chance to play. So the question we're asking today is, do you want to sit on the sidelines or do you want to get in the game of life? My guest is Billy Cox, and he believes there's a champion in every single one of us. He overcame his own personal struggles to become a millionaire by the age of 30. And he's now an acclaimed speaker, author, and peak performance coach. He is passionate about energizing people to take action, to dream big, and achieve results. And he's described by peers as a no-limits person who has dedicated his life to helping others to raise the bar. Some of Billy's many, 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 many clients include FedEx, Century 21, Hyatt Hotels, Nike, Allstate Insurance, and the list goes on. And he's joining us today. He's written a brand new book, and we'll be talking about that throughout the course of the show. Billy Cox, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vicki, for that wonderful introduction. And I want to tell everybody out there, I'm just excited to be on today and looking forward to the next hour with everyone.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And this book, you know, they say that things come to you when you're ready for them. And I was ready for a shot in the arm, and this book gave me a shot in the arm. And it's actually called, I should tell our listeners what it's called. It's called The All-Star Sales Book, Get in the Game, Boost Your Numbers, and Earn the Big Books. Bucks, not books.
Big bucks, but you can buy the book if you want to.
There you go. But and obviously you've got the sales book in the title there, but it's written as a sales tool, but every single thing in here applies to life in general, to business, to family, to relationships, to going after a new job, a new home. I wonder if you'd just share with us why you wrote this book and for whom you targeted it.
Well, yeah, first of all, I think it all works together. I mean, if you're successful at home, you've got a much greater chance of being successful at business. And I believe also that if you want your home life to be better, you better go out and, you know, make a little more money. You can do some things that will get you ahead in life and make life a little more easier. So it all fits in together. The reason I wrote the book goes back to when I was 17 years old and I got started in sales, and I went through a lot of ups and downs, and I just went through some personal struggles and challenges, including having my car repossessed and having to go back out and struggle through that, get my car back. And so I've been through just a lot of different challenges all the way up to, a few years later, was talking about earlier, by the age of 30, I had become, you know, financially independent and with the same company. And so you mix all of that together and you mix all the challenges. And then later on in life, I've led and managed a sales team of over 500 people. And I saw the challenges and struggles that they went through. And I just realized that, you know, I had a lot of information inside that I needed to get out. And so that information I've put down into the book, the All-Star Sales Book there, and it really is, like you said, it's not just about business. It's about sales, but it's about life. And I believe that everybody out there is selling something anyway, so it's really for everyone.
That's so true. I know many people who like to distance themselves from the word sales, but we really are selling at every point of our life almost. We're selling ourselves. We might be selling an idea to our kids or to our spouse or to our boss. So we're always selling something.
We're selling, like to... and the kids are selling. And if you don't believe me, tell them no and see what happens. The sales campaign begins, and they will do anything they can to overcome those objections and get you to buy. So
that's very true.
So, yeah, everybody out there, I mean, the preacher is selling salvation. The teacher is selling your kids on making good grades. I believe when you're answering the phone at work, you're selling, even if when you're shooting an email out that you're selling. And your attitude and your belief in what you're doing is going to really determine the direction that you, the course that you take, it's going to, and also it's how you experience the journey, of course, is going to determine the destination. And if you're experiencing it with strength and purpose and passion and power and with excitement about what you're doing, your chance of success is much greater, no matter what game you're in.
Mm. One of the reasons I liked your book, when I'm looking for guests, Billy, I always try and find people who've actually walked their talk, because there are many people out there who are in the business of selling information, but they've never really experienced things. They've never really had to turn things around. And I know that in your book, you talk about, I think you were in your 20s when you wanted to start your own business, and you had a baby on the way, and you found yourself in trouble. You said in the book you had been a little lazy. You'd been trying to play the executive.
That is right.
No money. You were behind on your bills. How did you start turning things around?
Well, first of all, absolutely, you've done your homework, and you're 100% correct. I mean, we were literally, my wife and I, in a small two-bedroom apartment, and I went out one morning to get in my car, and it was gone, and I called the police and told them my car had been stolen, and they said, you know, have you paid your bill? And I said, oh, you mean they come and get those things if you don't pay your bill? And so that day, I made a decision. And I made a true, clear, conscious decision that I was never going to be in that situation again. It was embarrassing to me. It was embarrassing to my family. And I knew that I was not living up to my full potential. I borrowed someone else's car that day, and I went out and I made 3 sales. From those 3 sales, I made enough money to get my car back and pay my rent up to date, which I was also behind on. And I've never been broke since that day. But I believe this. A lot of people out there make decisions. We make them every day, and too many people make those decisions lightly. And the next day comes, and their motivation's gone, and they don't follow through on that decision. I believe that character is the ability to follow through on a goal, a dream, or a decision long after the excitement of the moment is gone. A decision without action is really only a good intention. So if you're out there listening today to this show, my challenge to you is, whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life, wherever you're at, make a clear, conscious decision, okay? Wherever you want to go, that you're going to do it, that's it, no matter what, period. And then back that decision up with action, because I believe the most important thing anybody can do is take massive action. If you will take action, you will get some results. The results are going to give you success. The success will give you confidence. You see, Vicki, I think that most people out there have lost their confidence. They forgot about their goals and dreams because they get caught up in life. You get married, you have kids, life knocks you down, and you wake up one day and it's 10 years later, and usually it's the year, you know, the birthday with a zero.
Right.
I just had my 40th birthday, and the birthday had a zero on it at the end of it, and it makes you realize some things. And what it really does is sometimes it throws you out of your comfort zone. But I believe with any goal or any dream or decision that you have, if you take action, you'll get results, which will give you success, which will give you the confidence, okay, to take more action. So if you're out there and you've been knocked down and you said, man, I've lost some of my goals, I've lost some of my dreams, my challenge today is for you to start dreaming again, dream a little bigger, get that dream or that vision that you had back, you had before, and just make that decision that was talking about earlier, that I'm going to do it, that's it, no matter what, period.
Yeah, and you know, that sounds great, and I know from personal experience it's very, very true what you're saying, but when somebody is feeling very, they have a lack of confidence, it's very difficult for them to take that step. Do you have some suggestions to help them get moving in that direction?
It really starts, to me, okay, with the self-improvement. And what that really means is by learning to guard your mind from the negative stuff and to start putting positive things in and develop an I can attitude, develop an I will attitude. And that means that instead of focusing on what's wrong in your world, start focusing on what's right. See, I believe if we ask ourselves the right questions that we will get the right answers. A lot of people, they're focused on the doom and gloom, the economy, you know, they're always saying, you know, the naysayers are predicting that the recession and all of this stuff. And if we get caught up in that, what it does is it paralyzes us, okay? And we can get caught up into this, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy for us. So it really starts with working on your attitude each and every day. When you start to work on your attitude and you do these small little things, and I'm talking about things, you know, a lot of people says it's silly, but it writing down your goals and dreams. I believe this, clarity is power. When you get clear about where it is you want to go, when I get into my car and it has a navigation system on it, it says you are here, but also it says where do you want to go. When I program in that destination, it will give me the proper track to run on. If I get off course, it will pull me back. It will tell me, hey, turn around or take a left turn. It will tell you the right things to do. Well, when you have the target, see, that you're shooting for, the specific date, the specific time, and you write it down, when you get clear about that, then what happens is we will start, our mind is powerful enough that we will start to figure out ways, and we will say, we will do, we will act, and we will react in ways to make it happen. So the first thing is decide what you want and put it out there. You know, put it on your dash of your car when you're riding down the road. Put it beside your bed. Put it on your refrigerator. Get clear and focused. When you do, you know, this, you've heard the law of attraction, the secret, all of these things, but it really does start to pull you in that direction. It makes you believe that you can do it, and it will help you take the proper actions to bring it about. Then,
go ahead. I was going to say that's a key thing is taking that action, because I've seen the movie The Secret a couple of times, and the flaw that I see in that is that you're putting out your intention, but then there's nothing there about following it up with action, and we have to follow it up with action.
And I'm with you, too, because that's the one thing I saw. I was like, okay, I understand all these principles, but there is one more principle to it, and it says you've got to do something yourself, okay? Nobody else is going to do it for you. The most important person to you is you, but no one, if it is to be, it is up to me. And too many people are waiting on their outside circumstances to change before they change. Hey, when the boss gives me that raise, then I'm going to get in the game. When we get that new product on the shelf, then I'm really going to take action and get in the game. When the kids get out of school, then I'm going to do it. When the kids get back in school, then I'm going to do it. But it really boils down to taking action now, because people says, someday I'm going to do it. But the road called someday leads to the town we all know called
nowhere. Right.
So right. We got to do it now. You know, there's power in now.
Right. You say that most of us are on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. Most of us live around a 5, which is tolerable, yet probably the worst place to be. How come?
Well, we get in the box, okay? I mean, we literally have put ourselves, most people that I know of, and the thing that I try to challenge people to break out of, if you said, what is one thing that you, when you do a seminar, when you speak around the country, when you're talking to someone, what is your goal to get people to do? And it's to get them to break out of that box. Because what happens is there's not enough pain, okay, in order to change. And so we don't feel enough pleasure to move out of it, so we stay right there. We get in the same routine. We go to get in the same box car. We go to the same box office at the same box job, and we do it over and over again. We come back home and we get in front of the box TV, and we do these things, and we do them consistently. And so we get stuck, and we live the Groundhog Day. We do it over and over again, and so what happens, though, is usually something comes along and knocks us out, but it's usually negative, okay? Mm-hmm. The bill collectors call. You know, we can't pay the rent that month like I couldn't. Our car gets repossessed, or we just, we have some challenges. The kids need braces, whatever it is, and we go, whoa, I didn't realize I was in this situation. Uh-huh. My challenge to people is to take control of your life now. Upstream before it happens. Understand that, you know, that we have these current demands that are on us. We have these current waves of life that are going to be coming at us anyway. So it's not like if we don't take charge, we're not going to have challenges. But if you do take charge now, then you can take advantage of those challenges, or you can take control of those challenges ahead of time, and you're prepared for them when those waves do come crashing in sometimes.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to take a break, Billy, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Billy Cox, and his book is the All-Star Sales Book. Get in the game, boost your numbers, and earn the big bucks. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Please stay with us.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
Would you like to enhance your relationship or improve your marriage? Do you need more help around the house or deserve more respect? Then tune into Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair next Monday at noon for some very simple and unusual secrets that get results and might just surprise you.
Commune with the Pop Oracle on the Radio 8 Ball Show. I'm Andras Jones, the host of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers, like picking musical tarot cards. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't miss the Radio 8 Ball Show at its new time, Fridays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Attention KKNW listeners, we have a brand new show for you every Thursday at 2 p.m. The Living Life Show, presented by Travel Host Magazine. I'm Buzz.
And I'm Robin. The Living Life Show is your weekly guide to living life better. We bring you local and celebrity guests each week who bring interesting ideas and tips on getting more out of life.
And listeners, you can win big prizes like antiques, jewelry, clothing, dining, and a special grand prize in January. So be sure to listen in every Thursday at 2 p.m. right here on KKNW, 1150 a.m.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking today with Billy Cox. His book is called The All-Star Sales Book. Get in the game, boost your numbers, and earn the big bucks. And you're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. And this book, written as a sales tool, but every single principle in here applies to getting in the game of life, whether that's work, family, business, whatever. And Billy, I wanted to ask you this. You say that we should expect the best of ourselves, and I have a quote here from you. You said, make a clear, unequivocal decision to be the best and don't leave yourself any outs. Do you think in general that we do expect enough of ourselves?
Oh, I think no. I think not. I think most people, well, we were talking earlier back on the, you know, getting caught up in the current demands of life and the current challenges that we go through and that we face each and every day. And what happens is, you know, we really just start to take life as it takes us down the direction or down the stream, that we're in, instead of taking charge of that, and instead of breaking out of the old comfort zone, instead of expecting better. And I believe that a higher expectation starts with a higher belief for ourselves, and belief is simply a feeling of certainty that something is going to happen. So, you know, my opinion is that people out there, if you're listening to this show today, you've got to start building your belief. You've got to start building your certainty into the future and your certainty that you can improve and can become better. And I call it this. I call it raising the bar. And I believe that everyone out there should get on a constant improvement process. You know, I just heard today where Coach John Wooden had fallen. And he was, and he's starting to feel better. But Coach John Wooden was with the UCLA Bruins, and he was the winningest coach in college basketball history. And he never talked to his players about winning. And that's the interesting thing, because today, and to some extent, we're talking about winning in business and winning in life, but he never talked to his players about winning. And it was an interesting concept, but what he talked to his players about doing each and every day is constantly improving. It's finding those small key areas where they could get better at. And see, a lot of people, today we live in a microwave society. People want to push the magic button, and they want their meal instantly produced for them. They want to mash the button and go to the top of the elevator, but it's not like that in business, and it's really, we know, every one of you that's out there listening to the show today, you know that it's not like that in life. It's not quite that easy, but what you can do is you can take the first step. And if you take that baby step, it's easy to get momentum, and you take the second step, and you take the third step, and then eventually you wake up a year from now, and you didn't live that Groundhog Day. What you did is you've had the best year of your life. You've had the best growth process. And it's not easy to stretch out of the pack. It's not easy to raise that bar, because we do get in that comfort zone with our peer group. We get, and we have a certain certain peer group of friends and a certain group of people that we hang around maybe at work or at the office. So I challenge you to break out of that pack today, to do something different, to try something that's out of the normal, to stretch yourself a little bit more than you've ever stretched yourself before. And then what happens is, when you start to grow, then you start to create that excitement, a little purpose, a little passion inside, and it makes you take it to an all new level.
Definitely. And it's all about being consistent as well, because you talk in there about how when you notice the difference in the beginning of your career when you had a couple of tumbles, but when you were successful, you were always committed, always consistent.
Well, I mean, that's right. You've got to persevere. You've got to do it over and over and over and over again. And when life knocks you down, you got to be willing to get up the next day and do it again. Colonel Sanders, we've all know the story. We've all heard of him. But, Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's an amazing story. But he was told no over 1,000 times before he succeeded. But he still went and knocked on that next door asking them, will you try out my chicken? Until one person bought the first piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken. The same thing, Fred Smith with FedEx got a C- on his exam in college because he had this crazy idea about shipping packages overnight, but he was persistent. He was consistent, and you know what FedEx is today. Walt Disney was told no over 300 times before the first person bought into his idea of Mickey Mouse. So you're going to be told no. In sales, they teach us that every no is one step closer to a yes. And that yes can be a big yes, but you've got to believe that it's right around the corner, and you've got to treat each and every call that you make or every person that you talk to about your idea or every time you're selling your children on something or selling your spouse or your husband or your wife on something or whatever it may be, you've got to treat it like it's your first sales call, and you've got to get that passion and purpose back inside of you that says, hey, this is what I'm committed to doing, and I'm excited about it. And that excitement will eventually relay over to other people, and they will buy into whatever it is you're selling.
Right. And there are times that we may be flogging a dead horse, literally. I mean, there are times when we do need to know when to walk away. What's your advice on that?
Well, the other thing is, I'm from Texas, so I'm going to say I've always said dismount a dead horse. Okay?
right.
And we've got to be smart enough to recognize this. There's a lot of people that are spinning their wheels. There's a lot of people that, for whatever reason, if you don't believe that there's a lot of people that are doing that, just watch American Idol. And you'll see there's a lot of people that shouldn't be singing, okay? No matter how good you are or how good you think you are at something, there's some things that you just weren't meant to do, okay? So you've got to have purpose and passion, but you've also got to realize that, hey, maybe I don't have the talent to do this. Maybe this idea is just absolutely not the right idea, and then you've got to be willing to change directions. You've got to be willing to change your approach or change your shot. If you're missing the ball and you miss it over and over again, if you keep taking the same shot, or if you're missing the basket and you do it over and over again, if you keep missing the shot and you keep taking the same shot, you're going to keep missing the basket. But if you adjust your shot, you change your approach, you learn from your nose, you learn from your past experiences, it's easy to adjust that heading and start moving off in the right direction, and eventually you're going to knock a home run.
Yeah. What do we need to know about selling ourselves, Billy? Because I think it's something that most people underdo and some people overdo. And, the overdo to me is obnoxious, as I'm sure it is to many. So what do we need to know about honing that?
Yeah, and you are right. There's a lot of people that it's like they're totally obnoxious. And I believe when you believe, okay, we go back to that belief.
Okay.
Belief is that feeling of certainty in ourselves that we have what it takes to make it. Or it's a feeling of certainty that something is going to happen. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to be sold on you and your abilities. I mean, when you see the karate masters, they don't have to tell you how good they are. They know how good they are, and you can see that certainty, and you can feel it inside of them, and you know that they could do whatever they wanted to physically to you, but they don't have to tell you. They don't have to go out from the street corner and shout it, and that certainty and that confidence that you get inside, you know, it really comes from a total belief in yourself. I believe that it comes to some extent from a total belief in your family, in your team, in your product, in your service, in every part or every aspect of your life. You can build and increase that belief level, okay? So first of all, you've got to believe that you have what it takes. You've got to believe that whatever you're working for is your purpose and it's your mission. And then the second thing, whatever you do, you've got to believe in that product that you're offering or that service. Or if you're saying, man, I'm not in sales, you know, like you said, I'm answering the phone, or I'm over the warehouse, you know, it really doesn't matter. But yes, it does, because the belief that you have is going to relate to every person around you. It's going to relate to every single person on your team. They will know whether you really believe or whether you don't believe by the actions you take. They will know it by the passion and compassion inside of your voice. So if you're selling, how could you be driving one brand of an automobile and selling another and expect to go to the top? Mm. You can't. So to some extent, that belief comes back to, if you're talking to comparing it to work, it comes back to being loyal to what you're doing. It comes back to, I call it riding for the brand, okay?
Right.
When you're riding for the brand, all of these little things that I'm talking about is what builds that belief inside of you. When you've got that conviction and that belief, it's easy. It's much easier to sell it to someone else.
Yeah, and you quote Zig Ziglar a lot in the book. I mean, he's awesome. I saw him a couple of times when I lived in San Diego. And one of his quotes is that, I think it was, integrity is your best personal arsenal. And you talk about situations in your past when you were learning, you know, that you weren't necessarily so proud of, and now you recognize why integrity is so powerful and important. I wonder if you talk on that a little.
Well, Jack Welch, the past president of GE, says this, that integrity is the ticket to the game. So a lot of people says, oh, to get in the game and win, you got to have integrity. But really, integrity, if you want to even get in the door in business, and truly, if you want to get in the door and have a better relationship on the home front, and I believe the home team advantage is the most powerful advantage anyone can have, and that means having the good relationships going on at home with your family, with your children. I mean, and that's not easy. That means building it. But I believe character is this. Character is the ability to follow through on a goal or a dream or a commitment long after the excitement of the moment is gone. See, we can all get excited today and we can make promises. We can make them to ourselves. We can make them to our family. We can make them to our friends. We can make them to our customers. We can make them to our boss. We can make them to our employees. We can get excited and make those commitments today. But character or integrity, if you want to call it, is the ability to follow through on that goal, dream, or commitment long after the excitement of the moment is gone. So whatever it is, if you made any promises to anyone, even if it cost you money, follow through on those promises, even if it cost you extra time that you didn't have, even if you got to get up on Saturday morning when you wanted to sleep in, even if you got to miss the ball game or the fun stuff that you promised that you was going to do. If you will pay those prices today and live with integrity, okay, and follow through on the things that you say that you are going to do to other people, and learn when to say no. Because too many, I believe this, it goes back to discipline. You've got to be disciplined enough to say no today for a bigger yes tomorrow. Mm. If you want to get in shape and lose weight and have high energy, you got to be willing to say no to that second bowl of Blue Bell homemade ice cream, okay?
Yeah.
Or that second round of cookies. And so we can get a bigger, and I'm just kidding a little bit, but so we can get a bigger yes tomorrow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And ultimately, people like to be with and do business with people they trust. And so, yeah, I can see
that's
important.
It's the only way to do business. If you cannot trust the people you're doing business with, get out of business with them. If you don't believe you can. And if they can't trust you, there's a real problem, because it's about win-win.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about creating win-win situations, because that's something I used to try and teach to people that I worked with. And I think it's a very difficult concept to teach because people always come up with so many, but what ifs, or how do you train people to come up with a win-win situation?
Well, I just don't believe that there's any success, long-term success, without win-win. And win-win is really about, you know, especially if you want to compare it to sales, let's compare it to sales at first.
Yeah,
win-win
yeah.
in sales is when you can go in and you make a little bit of money today, but the customer gets to have the benefits of the product that you sold them or the service that you sold them for many, many years to come. You won a little bit, but the customer should always get, in my opinion, the customer should always get the bigger win. And the only time it's a win-win is when that happens. If it's not, then basically what you're doing is you're shortchanging your long-term success for the gain that you may get today, and you've really forgot about the future. And that short-term win, you can get them sometimes, and you think it's a short-term win, but you won the battle, but you're going to lose the war.
Mm.
And in sales, you absolutely must deliver on what you said. Your product must create a solution, see? And in sales, you find a hurt and heal it, or a need and you fill it. And so you find out what a person needs, and then you're able to go in and provide a service or a product to fill that need. And when you fill that need, then you built a friend. And I believe that selling is about building relationships. And if you build those relationships with the people by providing that service, by following through, and by creating that win-win situation, then what you've gained a friend, but you've also gained a customer for life. And the successful people that I know have people that they have been doing business with. I have people and companies, organizations from 15 and 20 years ago that they delivered well to me, and I delivered well to them. And they referred people to me, and I referred people to them. And we've kept a win-win relationship going for many, many years to come. The same thing really happens on creating win-win. You know, if you're telling your kids no every single day on everything, okay, then you can't win the big ones. So let them win the small ones sometimes, okay? The same thing, goes with life or anything else that you're doing. It's all about building those win-win relationships.
Sounds good. Sounds good. In your experience, Billy, what are the top two qualities that make a successful salesperson? The top two qualities.
Top two qualities?
Yeah.
Number one, they absolutely, all of them, the top people, and you refer it to the 80-20 rule. I mean, we've all heard of this. 20% of the people make 80% of the money. So if you take the top 20%, they all, number one, they know where they're going. They have a clear target. If you ask them, they know their number. They know their goal for the month. They know their goal for the week. They know their goal for the year. They know exactly where they're going. The second thing, they have learned to control their attitude. They have learned to guard their mind from negativity. We live in a negative world. If you listen to the television right now, they're predicting doom and they're predicting gloom. And if you listen to that, it will brainwash you. I mean, the economy's bad, everything's bad. But the reality, when they survey people today, they find that 85% of the people today, right now, MetLife did a poll, and it said 85% of the people right now feel like they're better off today than they were 1 year ago. But if we listen to the economy and the news and all of the different things that's going on all of the time, it will put us into a real great depression. The top salespeople have totally understand that attitude determines their altitude. They guard their mind. They understand that we live in a negative world. They totally understand it, and they do this consciously. It's not something that comes natural to them. Consciously, they have made a deliberate effort to reject and cancel the negativity. They guard their mind, and then they take the offensive strategy by proactively feeding their mind with improvements. They read books. The top people read 10 times more books than the bottom people. The top people every day have a good positive audio in their car. The top people are listening to programs just like yours today instead of listening to "There's a Tear in My Beer" because I'm crying for you, dear.
Right.
You know, they're listening to the good stuff. They're putting good things in. They're wanting to improve their life. They're plugging into shows like yours, and that's why they're successful.
Yeah, and I think talking about the audiobooks and you know, people who read books a lot, I've heard people say, oh, I listened to that audio tape or that audio CD once and it didn't do anything for me. But I think the key is you've got to constantly be filling your head with that stuff, right?
Do you know it's been proven that, and most people don't have the discipline to do this, but it takes something like 17 times before you listen to something, before you really get it. And it's also this. You know, you program it, you listen to it over and over, and next time you caught something else, next time you caught something else. But when the student is ready, so to speak, the teacher will appear. And you never know when that's going to happen. I know this. You talked about Zig Ziglar earlier. Mm-hmm. He was one of my mentors and still is. His programs and the things that he teaches and shares has changed my life. I actually dedicated this book to Zig Ziglar. Because of that, because he's just made such a profound impact on my life. But I've listened to his stuff, hundreds of hours of his stuff, and I've listened to it over and over again. And I'll still listen to the same ones that I listened to 20 years ago when I was just starting out as a young kid in sales, when I knew nothing. They call it Automobile University. Zig Ziglar coined that term. Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah.
You can learn as much in an automobile in 2 years of listening to that as what you could at a 4-year college degree if you're out there on the road just going to work and back every day, just running here and running there. If you'll plug in something good and plug in something positive, then you're putting good in it. Input, here's what everybody out there that's listening needs to realize. Input, always, just like a computer, input always equals output. So if you're putting the good in, you may not realize that it's making a difference for you. Or if you're listening to it with your children in the car, and they may not want to hear that. They may even put their headphones on or whatever it is. But if you keep putting it in, the little small things eventually are going to add up, and it's going to make a big difference in the long-term results that you achieve.
Very true, very true. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Billy Cox. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
I believe for what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe for what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me.
Do you love wildlife? Then make a real difference by helping PAWS care for sick and injured wild animals. Volunteers help feed and clean the animals until they are well enough to return to the wild. Sign up today and help save a wild life. No experience necessary. All training is provided. Visit PAWS.org or call 425-787-2500.
Across Seattle, humans are vanishing, returning as newborn vampires. With the sun as her enemy, the moon her guiding light, Manali must battle the beast who tortured her. But first, she must face her own demons. In Otherworld, Romantic Times magazine calls Gallinorin's best-selling Otherworld series vivid, sexy, and mesmerizing. Darkling by Yasmin Gallinorin, available at bookstores now. For more information, see gallinorin.com.
Hi, this is Howard Bono, the host of The Money Thing, heard right here on Tuesdays at noon. You don't need to know everything about money, but there are some things you really should know. Each week, my co-host Gary Mance and I will bring you the information that you need. We cut through all the verbiage and marketing hype to provide you with an hour of condensed, easy-to-understand information. We want to improve the quality of your life by taking the financial stress away. So join us for The Money Thing, Tuesdays at noon, here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair, and that's the last segment of today's show. We're talking with Billy Cox. He's the author of the All-Stars sales book, Get in the Game, Boost Your Numbers, and Earn Big Bucks. But as we're learning throughout the course of the show, this doesn't only apply to sales. It applies to family, business, career, going after that new job, whatever. It applies to everything in life. And Billy, I want to talk a little about developing the mental edge. You have a three-step process to identify, to clarify them, get that mental edge. I wonder if you'd talk on that.
Well, I believe, and I keep saying I believe because I really do, that, you know, everyone out there, you've got to gain a mental edge. If you don't have that edge, there's no way that you can raise your performance up to the level that not only that it needs to be at, but the level that you need to have in order to achieve anything out there that you deserve or anything out there that you desire. And I'll say this, before the program today, I visualized the type of program that I wanted to have here with you, Vicky, and I believe everything out there starts in the mind. Everything in this world was once a thought. It was once a hope, or it was once a dream or an aspiration in someone's mind. And you cannot tell, your mind cannot tell the difference between something that you visualized or something that you've seen happening up front and something that you have imagined. So whatever it is you want to achieve, we talked earlier about setting that goal, about getting clear about what it is that you want. And then you've got also need to determine why you want it. When you determine why you want something, it creates a purpose and passion. See, most people, even if they know what they want, they don't really know why they want it. So if you would decide out there today, why is it that I want to be top salesperson? Why do I want to buy that new home or that new car, that second home? Why do I want to get in shape mentally? Why do I want to, why am I going to go buy the All-Star sales book?
Right.
Why am I going to do, you know, whatever it is? When you decide deep down inside why you want something, it will ignite purpose, it will ignite passion inside of you, and then you'll wake up early with it on your mind. You'll go to bed with it in your dreams, and when you do that, then it creates a new excitement for living, and you start to gain a mental edge, you start to gain a mental even advantage over your competition that they didn't have. And the people that succeed, they do that, and they do it on a consistent basis, and they do it over and over again. When you go to bed at night, my challenge to you is decide the type of day that you want to have that next day. Decide it right then and write it down. While you're asleep, your subconscious mind will be out there working for you. It will start to work inside of you. It will start to create the thought process and the method and the passion. Then when you wake up in the morning, before you even get out of bed, take a few minutes to visualize and picture in your mind the type of day that you're going to have. I did that this morning myself. I did it last night myself. On Sunday nights, man, I know Mondays are important to me. And on Sunday nights, I will write down the things that I want to achieve for the week. And as I go to bed and go to sleep, I will turn off the television, I will get rid of the negativity, and I will literally close my eyes and I will visualize as I go to sleep. And I wake up the next morning and I try to revisualize the perfect week. I try to visualize the perfect day, and I'll spend 5 or 10 minutes doing that, and you will be amazed at what happens when you get out of bed and what it will do for you. So,
Oh, I believe that. I thoroughly believe that. So once you've got that in your head, then you say establish a training regimen and follow the training regimen.
Yes, I mean, you know, the training regimen is really just that mental training regimen. I mean, I'm talking about affirmations even. I'm talking about tell yourself the type of day that you want to have. Put down some affirmations such as, and it sounds basic. I mean, if you're thinking of it, it sounds basic, but, you know, there's basic rules of success that if you will follow them, the affirmation process is just literally writing down some good positive things such as, I always eat small portions, I am healthy, I'm wealthy, I feel great. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better, stronger and stronger, faster and faster. These are mental things, the mental training regimen that you can do. It goes back to proactively guarding your mind, like we said earlier, from the negativity. Pull out that umbrella. Put the umbrella above you and realize that, man, there's going to be rainy days. You've got to have an umbrella. You've got to guard your mind. But then if you guard your mind, when there's negative things, I have an armband, And it's called a wristband. The wristband, it says, get in the game, goals, attitude, motivation, excellence. It says on that. And I teach people, it sounds silly, but I teach people that come to my seminars to, if they start thinking something negative, to pop that armband. Give yourself a little pain for thinking negative, and then replace that negative thought with something positive. And pretty soon, if you do it for 30 days, it's proven that if you will change your habits, if you will change your thought process, if you're out there listening today, I challenge you, anytime you think of something negative in the next 30 days, slap yourself on the leg or on the wrist or do something that will just jolt you a little bit out of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. and replace that immediately with something positive. And you can only, and anyone out there can find something wrong in their world, but I'll tell you, anybody out there can also find something right. And if you'll ask yourself, what's good about this situation, what's good in my world, if you ask yourself the right question, you will get the right answer.
True.
Affirmations, do them over and over. Tell yourself the good things on the way to appointment, on the way to work every day. Turn the radio off and just start telling yourself, this is going to be a great day. I feel good today. Think good things are going to happen. Good things are coming into my life. I can feel them. If you tell yourself that for 5 minutes, you'll be amazed at what kind of day you'll have. You'll have that mental edge.
Sounds good. And I saw studies this week. I mean, that 30-day rule has been around for quite some time, that it takes us 21 days to establish a habit, 30 days to make it concrete.
That's right.
And they just released new science this week, which has irrefutably proven that. So it's that 30-day rule we got to keep in our heads.
And it is science. And then the same thing happened, you know, I mean, 5 years ago, I literally went to the doctor. And my doctor told me, he said, if you want to see your daughter, who was just born then, if you want to see your daughter graduate, if you want to see your daughter get married, you better get in shape. And I was not. I was running crazy. I was doing well financially and everything else, but I was not in shape. I was running a wild, stressed out life as far as, and I say wild meaning busy all the time from morning till evening without stopping and taking care of myself, fast food and everything else. And but I had to hire a trainer because somebody else knew more than I did. I had got some mentors in my life that had been in shape and been in the situation that I was in. And today I'm in the best shape of my life, and I exercise, including this morning. I was up and I was exercising earlier, and I feel great.
Well, good for you. I want to talk about the reticular activation system of the brain, because it's a very powerful tool that we know is there, but most people don't take advantage of it. And we've kind of covered in it because you've talked about visualization. But explain to us how the reticular activation system of the brain kicks in.
Yeah, perfect. That's a great question, and it tells me once again that you've done your homework, and that's great. The reticular activation system is basically, it's proven that it's in our brain, and what it does is it gets rid of all of the things that are not important to us, and it makes crystal clear the things to us that are important to us. So when we get clear about what it is we want, okay, then what happens is the brain, we only use around 3, maybe 5% of our brain that we're actually really taking advantage of, okay? The greatest computer ever built is our brain. It can do more than any computer out there could ever do. It can store more things, but we don't take advantage of it. But when you decide what you want and you get clear about it, what it does is it starts to filter out the things that aren't important. But the things that were important, that were always there, it's not like new things are happening. Let me give you an example. How many of you out there that's listening today has ever went out to buy a brand new car, and you were going to be the first one in town, the first one in your neighborhood, the first one in your area that was going to get a car like that? And you went out and you were all excited about it, and you got in the car, and as soon as you pulled it out of the parking lot in that brand new red convertible, somebody zoomed by in front of you in one just like it.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me.
Or you buy the new dress and you go to the party and you're the only one, or the new tie or whatever it is, and somebody else has one just like it. They've been there all along is the reality. But what happens is now that we've got one, or now we want one, whatever it is, it becomes important to us. Well, the same thing that's happening, when you get clear, the reason I tell people to write down their goals is because I know the power of it, and I know the power of the mind. And when you write down that list of the things that you want, then it becomes a powerful magnetic force, and you will move towards it, and they will move towards you, and eventually you and your goals and your dreams will cross paths. It's happened every single time. It's happened for millions of people around the country, and it can happen for you. What you need to do, what we all need to do, is take advantage of this reticular activating system, this God-given thing that is inside of our brain that we're able to use. And what it does is it becomes your own navigation system. The reticular activating system, truly, if you use it right and you decide what you want and you get clear about it, it becomes your own navigation system that will lead you to any goal or any dream that you want to achieve.
Fabulous. And it costs us nothing.
We already have it. It's free. It's built in.
Yeah.
We all have it.
I want to talk about adversity. And this is a chapter that you say that you almost left out of the book. And
yes.
I love how you begin this. You say that this must be a Texas saying, that when life knocks you down, you need to land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up.
That is correct. And I've always heard that. And But that is true, and I talked about earlier about some of the challenge I'd face and going broke and then being able to get my car back, and I'd never been broke since that day, and then years later become very successful, new car, new home, everything's paid for, we have three boys, and then life seemed complete. We had finally had our baby girl, we had four children. Everything in the world just seemed to be, the best year ever. Life's rocking and rolling. Life is good.
Mm.
Then one Monday morning, my wife and I left to work, and we got a call at 10:30, and our baby daughter had passed away at 10 months and 6 days old.
Mm.
And you talk about go from dream to a nightmare in one moment's time. Just like that, our life changed, and our life changed forever. And so a lot of people says, Billy, especially now because they see me now, and they go, how did you guys manage to get through that at that point in your life? And I tell everybody, the first thing is I was always taught when life knocks you down, land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And then the second thing is it goes back to what we was talking about earlier in the show. Any fear you have a lot of fears. Life becomes a big fear to you at that moment. And, what happens is you got to take that first step. And when you take that first step, then you can take the second. And eventually the fog starts to clear as you're moving. When you're moving, you're in action, okay? As you're moving, the fog starts to clear and the days get to be a little brighter. And you keep facing those fears. And anything that you feel like you can't do, it's got to become I must do. Or I call in the book, you got to do it. You absolutely have to. You must go out and face the challenges, face your fears head on and do them every day. And then one leads to another. And then it goes back to really every principle that I talk about in the book. You got to have a team of people around you that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have done it by myself, and neither could my wife or my family. You've got to embrace the team around you. You can't start blaming other people. When you start pointing the fingers, you have fingers that are pointing back. You can't do that. I actually had the opposite happen for me. It brought our family closer together. It literally made me realize that in the game of life, like we talked about earlier, there's no timeouts. There's
right,
no overtimes.
Yeah.
We really only get one chance to play this thing, and every single day we can either make it a great day, we can make it a payday and a holiday, or we can make it a day that we didn't like, or a day that we didn't choose. But see, it's a choice, and we chose to pick ourselves up. We chose to take that first and second and third and fourth step. We chose to even pick our family up and move at a time and take on a new position and a new challenge in business, even when most people said, how could you do that? We chose to do that. And then we chose to try to have another child. And even though the doctors had said that couldn't happen, what we call a miracle, and I talk more about it in the book, but literally a year and almost 2 years later, we had a birth of another daughter who today is 5 years old with an earache today. She's 5 years old, and she called me earlier crying because she had an earache. But our new daughter, Destiny, was born. And people said, through all of those challenges, and there's a long experience there, but through all of that, to get to that point, people said, would you have changed the past? And I have to say no. I wouldn't have changed that, because for whatever reason, I believe that God's delays aren't always God's denials. And so sometimes we want things on our time, but they don't always happen that way. But what they do happen, if you keep focused on the future, you keep looking up, okay, and you keep moving forward, you look up, you can get up, and you can make a comeback. And, you know, I found it. There's really no true champions in life. There's no true superstars that have achieved any great thing that hadn't been through adversities. And if you're out there listening today, I know you're either going through one, or you've been through one, or you're fortunate enough. But one's coming. one of those things. Everybody's going to experience some at different points in their life. We're going to have those challenges, and we're going to have those turning points.
Okay.
And the decisions we make are what's going to determine our ultimate destiny.
That's awesome, Billy. Billy, I thank you so much for being with us today. And you have a saying on your website, which I loved: you can't get down when you are leading others up, and you certainly led us up today. So would you like to give out your website very quickly to our listeners?
My website,
please,
is Championship Sales, championshipsales.com.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. You were awesome.
Thank you. And thanks to each of you for listening in today. Questions or feedback on today's show, call me at 800-495-7617. That's 800-495-7617. Or check out conversationslive.net, and you can listen to podcasts of featured shows right on there. So thanks for being with us. Live well, live strong, and please join me next Monday at noon for more Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Would you like to enhance your relationship or improve your marriage? Do you need more help around the house or deserve more respect? Then tune into Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair next Monday at noon for some very simple and unusual secrets that get results and might just surprise you.